Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara? She is here.
Here we go again.
Are you there, Barbara? Okay, give me 1 second here.
All right. Yeah, because this is real important.
Okay. And also we have Richard and Dale. Let me see. Okay, I just texted her saying that we can't hear you. Let me see.
Why does this always happen every Friday?
I don't know. Let me see here. I'm gonna message her and see. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we want to say Psychic Dale Shear.
Yeah, Psychic Dale Shear. Okay.
And I'll be doing readings a little while, but as soon as Barbara comes on, it would be nice. Yeah.
I know. Okay. Let me see. Barbara, if you're there, I'm going to text her. Can you... Okay, I messaged her and asked her if she can hear us. Okay. All right. I'm messaging her to see if she can hear us.
Okay, I just got to...
Yeah, she says that she answered, but... Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Okay.
She can hear you guys. Called it with my phone. Can she call from her phone?
She is calling from her phone.
Is there another way she can call?
I don't know. It's. Let me see. Oh boy.
It's real important. That I talk to her, really, really, really important.
Okay. Okay, let me see something here. Sorry, everybody.
I can hear you guys called in with my phone. I will hang up and try again, is what she's saying on my phone.
Okay, she said that she's going to hang up and call back. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got. But anyway, while she's doing that... I've had three birthdays that were COVID, and so it was kind of a bummer, you know. And I know you and your family have COVID or have it now.
Yes.
But I had three birthdays for 3 years that were COVID, plus one other weird thing that happened. But anyway. I'm trying to change the energy of this birthday to be something totally different. So I ordered a sugar-free apple pie from the bakery, a huge one, and it was something totally different that I love.
By the way, Barbara, you're
there?
Yes.
Oh, good. What happened?
Can you hear me? Oh,
yes.
I called
yes.
in with the phone just normally. I just decided to call in with the phone, which I did for years before I used the microphone because I was right on the dot. Okay, and then you guys couldn't hear me. So I decided to just go through the computer, and now this works better than the phone,
okay.
I guess.
Let me tell you the wildest thing, Barbara. You won't believe this. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for waiting.
I have a friend in Lake Tahoe. That he used to work for Princess Cruises for 16 years. And he's really good friends, and he just called us today and said to me and Blythe and my chiropractor, would you be interested in working on the cruise ship? So I've worked on a cruise ship before, but this cruise would be for 30 days. It'd be Asia, which would be Thailand, Vietnam, Japan, Hawaii, all over the place.
Wow.
And what I would do is teach tarot. I would also teach meditation classes, and I would also possibly teach how to play blackjack, because they do have gambling on the cruise ship. So it does pay well, but it would be for 30 days. I just haven't figured what to do with my dog yet, but I'm sure that will come, because I've been praying really hard for my life to change, being that it's my birthday in 6 days, I've been praying for it to change. So
wow.
I've been really interested in Thailand.
I know.
You spend like 2 or 3 days in Thailand and Bangkok and Hoa Chi, and Vietnam I'm very interested in going to. Japan, it's a place called Kyoto. My husband knows what it is. My husband could go, and he could teach cigars. But each, one of us would be paid well. And, of course, I need a chiropractor. Now, my chiropractor, he is very versed in karate, chiropractic, yoga. He's been in ashrams all over the place. So all of us have a skill. And they hire people all the time to go on the cruise ships, and you can pick wherever you want to go. So there's Europe, there's Aruba, there's Tahiti, there's, lots of places, and it would be for 30 days. It's not right away. It'd probably be in about 2 or 3 months. I'm walking. I'm fine on the walking. I just want to walk better. I'm losing weight, and so I'm very excited about this. It's going to happen.
Great.
Barbara. Barbara.
She's here.
Did she hear me?
I mean, she says she's here. Are you there, Barbara?
Oh, God. I've been talking. Why is this always happening?
Huh.
Well, Johnny, see what you can do.
Okay. All right. Let me get see here. Okay. All right. Barbara, are you there? Okay.
I heard everything, Dale, and I was talking to you, and then you guys couldn't hear me again. I hate this.
Okay.
So try again, I guess.
Here comes
you hear who?
I will say this. When I called in the first time tonight, tried to log in, it said, we are experiencing technical problems. So I don't know if maybe my guess is...
I don't think that's it, because last week she had the same or a similar problem. So that's
right.
Why I'm trying to get this, together. But anyway, it's not fun unless I can talk to her.
I know.
I really am waiting to see. Do we have any calls or what's going on?
Yes, we do. Would you like for me to put one on?
Yeah, sure, you can.
Okay. All right. This is... Actually, I think Barbara's here. You there, Barbara?
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Barbara? Why do you keep coming out?
I have no idea. I called back on the phone this time. I was fine with I was on the microphone. I heard everything about the cruise, how you're going to get paid well, and your husband, he could teach the cigar smoking. You're going to teach all of these things. You have skills, getting paid well. It's not for a few months. And then I I started saying, wow, Dale, this is great. You manifested this. I know you manifested this because of all your talk about. Yes. And then you're like, Barbara. And you guys couldn't hear me again. So I have no idea. I know, but Barbara,
this is Asia, which is a dream of mine. I've been to Japan, but my husband really wants to go to Kyoto. He said it's beautiful. And it's the old Kyoto. And actually, my chiropractor had been to Kyoto, and he was telling me he kind of got drugged there, and he was singing karate and, you know, in a bar. But anyway, I want to see Asia in depth. And what's so neat, it ends up in Hawaii. The cruise ends up in Hawaii. It's like 4 or 5 days sailing, and then you go to Hawaii. And you go to Oahu, and you go to Maui, and you go to all the islands. And then you fly back to Los Angeles. So that's where it goes. It starts in Singapore. But this is only one place I picked. There's other places. There's Europe. There's Italy. There's Thailand. There's Aruba. There's, you know, I'm going through Princess Cruises now to see where they, you know, go to. And the gentleman that, huh? Pardon me?
It's a dream job.
Yes. Well, the only dream, the other problem is my dog, and he's a handful.
I heard that.
But
you'll find
I'll manifest something.
Yes.
I will manifest something for my dog. So, I mean, I'm not worried about it.
Do it. Too bad Richard can't take care of Lucky, because I know Lucky loved Richard, but Richard is now with another dog there at another home. Right, Richard?
Dogs, plural.
Dogs.
3 or 4. Two small ones.
No, it's not good for Richard right now because he's been sickly and he doesn't feel well, and, you know, so not a good idea. But anyway, I would need someone younger and a male, and, you know, I'll manifest it. I'm not going to worry about it at all. I do know this is something that I'm getting older. It's my birthday coming up.
I know.
I'm getting old. Yeah, I'm getting older, and this is something that in my, you know, enough already. I'm going for it, you know, whatever way it comes, because, you know, life's too short.
Right.
Go. I love what Richard's saying. Go.
Are you ready for the caller?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Anyway, it won't be for a few months, anyway.
Good. Just so you know, this lady is Tina, and she says that she's your number one fan, Dale.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Tina.
Hello, Tina. But I don't hear her, Johnny.
Are you there, Tina?
Not hearing her.
Tina, you're on. It's your turn, Tina. Let's go, Tina.
Are you there, Tina?
I've been having a day like this.
Alright.
Tell Tina to call back.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've been having a day. I'll put her on.
All day long, it's been like this.
Mama said there'd be days like this.
Give me 1 second. Okay.
There's day like this. Days like this.
Now, I'm going to put this day person on, but I haven't seen it. Okay?
What?
I haven't seen this Johnny? Person, but I'll put it on. I'll put her on, this person on, okay?
Okay, fine.
Hope for the best.
Tell Tina to call back. Hello, Johnny. Tell Tina to call back.
I will. Caller, are you there?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, caller, are you there?
Hi.
You're
Tommy,
on.
What's going on?
Hello? You're on. What's your name? Caller, what is your name? You're on. Psychic Gail Shear.
Hello?
Hello, you're on with Psychic Gail Shear. What's your name?
She obviously can't hear us. So Johnny is doing, or something with the board is going on. I don't know.
And now Johnny's gone.
I swear, Barbara, I've had this all day from this morning to now. I've had weird things happen.
Okay.
By the way, I didn't call you back. I kept calling you back, Dale, and then you never knew I called back. And then Johnny's like, call Dale. And I'm like, I am. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, God,
on.
We're having major technical problems.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you to do. So, anyway, Barbara and I can talk for a while. Barbara, tell me.
Sure.
I've been trying to get a hold of you all week.
I know, and then I did call you back, and I even talked to you, and then you wanted to talk to me again, and I called you back. I don't think you even knew that I did. And
no.
This is so weird. This is very weird. I've had other weird things going on, but I can't keep saying I have phone problems because people will think that I am just making it up. So who knows what's going on?
I don't know, but you had left me at a very high point of our conversation of what you're talking about, and then I never knew the answer. I never knew what happened, and I was going, I got to find out. And then I called you. And I even had Johnny call you, and you said you were busy.
Really?
Okay,
did
I was able to screen a call. I was able to screen a call.
Well,
we
can. Well, we can. Try it.
Okay. This is Tom. You're live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Thank you
we
for having me on.
We got a live person. Hello, Tom. How you
hello,
doing?
Hello. I'm doing well. End of a week, you know how it is.
Yes, I do. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Philly, good, great place.
Yeah, great place.
Said,
good weather today. We're happy.
You're lucky. We're having great weather, too. I was born in Jersey, so I'm very familiar with Philly. And
wonderful.
Really, real. Yeah, it's... I used to go there quite a bit because my cousin lived there. Actually, he lived in Cherry Hill, so that was close. But
yeah.
I enjoyed it. I miss all the diners. I really do. But anyway, how can I help you, Tom?
Yes. So I have a question.
Yes.
My father passed a couple of years ago from an aggressive form of cancer. And we were always close. That's okay. We were always, close, but it was something that, in February he was diagnosed, in September he was in the ground. He was dead. So, it was something very quick. I was just wondering if there was anything that, he forgot to tell me when he was here, or if there's anything you can tell me about him.
I will try very hard and see if I can channel him from the other side. Was there an E like Edward or R in his name?
No.
Give me his name.
His name was Thomas. I'm a junior.
Okay. Who do you know that passed away with an E or an R in the name? I'm trying to get contact with him.
E or R, not recently, no.
Okay, well, we'll see. I don't know. Then I'm not picking up on that, but I'll try. That's the best I can do. He was a very, very sweet man. He had a heart of gold. He loved you with no insanity. He just loved you to death. Was there a dog or somebody, something, dog or cat that he had that passed?
So I'm not sure, but he had three dogs. That he left behind.
Was there an E or an R in the name of the dogs? I'm not going to let go of this.
The smallest one, the smallest one that was his baby, he kept saying, was Rocco.
Rocco. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, there's the R.
So started
okay.
with an R. Yeah.
He really missed it. That dog didn't pass yet, though, did it?
No. No, it's still alive.
He misses that dog tremendously even now.
That was his baby.
It's different on the other side. I'm reading a book on the Kabbalah right now, and I'm learning about the other side. And I'm learning that it's just like another dimension. That's all it is. And a lot of times we can feel that dimension or we can see that dimension. And the people that come, you know, like your dad and all that stuff, he loved you very much and had a lot of respect for you. And he felt that he passed too soon because he had a lot more to teach you, a lot more for you to understand. He was a good guy, and he's more like they kind of more or less turned into angels or people that watch over us. It's what they do.
Okay.
The only thing that I'm getting that I'm trying to figure out what he's telling me. This is really weird. Is there a birthday coming up or somebody's birthday or anniversary?
It's just about the anniversary of when I got engaged. It's about a week away.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes,
he wishes
you
the best. He wishes you the best on that. And he said the girl, you've been married a while?
Yeah. We've been married, we've been together for 12 years and married for the last five.
Yeah, and he wanted you to pay more attention to her because she's lacking attention right now. And she enjoys you so much. And you are a very good husband. And he knows that. And he'd like you to spend a little more time with her. That's what I'm getting from him.
Okay.
And you're supposed to bring her flowers. Violet or purple flowers. I don't know what that is.
Purple's her favorite
color.
Does
that make any sense? Pardon me?
Yeah, purple's favorite color, loves lavender, all that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she wants some lavender. And also, were you thinking of getting her some jewelry or something?
Always, yep. She is a jewelry fan,
okay.
So it's my go-to gift.
Are you going to go do that for this anniversary?
Yeah, of course.
Good. I'm seeing a very pretty necklace or something with a necklace, a heart. You know, if you open up the heart, there could be a picture of you in it or Rocco.
Okay.
Strange. I don't know why I'm picking up that. But that's what I get from all this. And he doesn't want to leave me. He feels like he's in my head and he wants me to keep going. So if you ever want a reading, you can call me at 808-372-1816. Okay? And that's a Hawaii number, but this will be in Nevada.
All right.
Okay?
Yep, I got it. Yep, wrote it down.
All right. And I have a website called Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
Wonderful. Oh, this was great. Thank you so much. What a happy Friday night.
Well, thank you.
Awesome, Tom.
Okay.
What, Barbara?
This is Barbara, by the way, saying awesome. But thank you for calling, and I'm glad you're happy. But you know what? If you really want to get down to it, your dad did have an E and an R in his name if he was a senior, since you're a junior.
All right. Are you ready for the next call?
No, that, no, 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 Johnny. No, Johnny, I'm not ready.
And the R, the senior, you know.
No, I got that, but he was referring to his dog, Rocco.
I know, and the Rocco dog. And Rocco, you know what? Dogs have so much feeling. And you know what? I want to know, though, before we go to the next caller, are our animals with us? When they die and we are passed away as well, can we be with our animals?
Oh, definitely. No doubt. I'm going to be with about four or five of mine, that's for sure.
Me
you know?
Too. Yeah.
So, I mean, that is for sure. And all I can tell you is that it's very similar on the other side to here. And it's a veil. What I'm reading in the Kabbalah, it's very interesting. Have you ever heard of the Kabbalah, Barbara?
Oh, of course. Of course I have, yes. But I have not read
it. Well, this is it's my first experience with it. And it's the spirituality of Judaism, and it goes to the highest level of, I can't explain it, of... maybe you can explain it to me because I'm having a little hard time with it.
I'm not sure, but I did marry a Jewish man, and I went to all of the Jewish stuff, so that's probably why I heard about it. But don't ask me to explain it at all, please. No, we read the book and you explain it to us later.
I'm trying.
Sounds really positive.
It's very positive, and it teaches us how to treat people and how to be treated by other people. And it also teaches you the spirituality and the highest level of the other side. It talks a lot about reincarnation, which I didn't know in Judaism that there is such a thing. I didn't believe that the Jews believed in reincarnation. But then when I read the book, it's very much there, so I'm very interested.
Oh, I've been
watching
so much on it lately, Dale. So much about reincarnation and past lives on the show, where it's generally children who have these memories, very young children, 3 to 4 years old, who can really connect with their past lives. But then the memories fade, and I often wonder, you know, and most of us probably are not on our first life.
No, what it explains in the Kabbalah, which is interesting, that, your physical body dies, but your spiritual body is converted and goes to different places, different people, where it is solely reborn into other people. The energy of that is solely reborn. And something else I got to tell you, very interesting, and I'll go to the phone in a moment, but I was watching something on YouTube, because I'm in the process. I have to, bless my dentist's office. And I really have never done that, but I started watching something about salt and water, that you get some either kosher salt or special salt. You put it in a glass, and then you put water, about a half a cup of water, and then you put it in each area that you feel the negativity, and the negativity will go into the glass within 24 hours in each corner of the room. And I thought that to be very interesting. Plus, I was going to sage the room, you know, and I just thought it to be very interesting. and I'm going to try that.
Yes.
Have you heard of that before?
Of the spiritual. No, I have not, Jersey girl, heard of that before.
Oh, where did your accent come from? Okay, I'll go to the next call.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You
ready for the call?
And Barbie. Wait, Barbie, after the show,
yes.
Real quick, I need to hear what happened, so I need to call you. And I need to hear what happened to what you were telling me. Okay?
Okay. I will be answering, sure. For sure.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Nancy,
yes, we'll go to the next call.
You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Sierra.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Hi. This is Nancy.
Hi, who's this?
Hi,
Nancy.
Nancy,
how are you? Where
are
you calling from?
How are you? I'm
fine,
calling from
you.
Chicago.
Chicago. And how you doing it? You're not doing well. It feels to me you're kind of bouncing in and out, and you're not sure which direction to go in at this point. What's going on there?
Well, that's true. I'm kind of just trying to figure out my next move.
Aren't we all? Get in line. Get in
yeah,
line,
right.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I've been waiting
around
for about 10 years to find my next thing that I'm supposed to be doing, and I think I found it. But anyway, what's going on with you now?
Well, I'm sorry about
my voice. It's real dry in here, and I'm having a little problem. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. I actually had a friend recently passed too, and
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it was him trying to get through because his name is Eddie, and he died of cancer, a really aggressive form of cancer.
Oh boy, there's the E.
Yeah,
and you're wondering if he's trying to get through to you.
Yeah, if he's trying to give you a message, or if you can.
How long ago did he pass away? How long ago?
Oh, it was probably 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Usually in the 3 or 4 week span or even a month, sometimes they're getting adjusted to where they are. I mean, they get a little disoriented.
Okay.
Like I had a, give you an idea, my girlfriend's ex-husband passed away, Suki, and she dreamt her husband said, well, they got another brother. He was black. They got another brother. So, you know, you're kind of disoriented for a while until you know what you're supposed to be doing or what your assignment is. And then after that, you can communicate with people. What's with the month of October?
Oh, I'm not really sure.
With him. When was his birthday?
You know what? I actually have forgotten, which is really bad. I always forget birthdays.
Okay, that's not going to help. I'm not picking up from him. I think there's a disorientation problem.
Okay.
At this point, is there another question I can help you with?
Well, I mean, I am kind of in limbo. Don't know what I feel like. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm kind of feeling like I'm on the wrong path. Do you see any changes or recommendations for that?
Yeah, sure. What type of work do you do now?
I work for non-for-profits. Raising money.
I see. And you're not happy with that?
No, I'm okay with it. It's just kind of, it's gotten a little dull.
Okay. I see you working in a company that's going to help people, not what you're doing now, but helping people. That's what I see you doing. And I see you being very, very, very happy because this is just like comes out of nowhere. And it's a very positive thing. It's done by text. It's done by email or whatever, and phone. It's done by that. And it's through a friend that knows a friend that tells you of this job. And whatever it is, take it. That's all I'm going to tell you is take it. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Okay. That's
and
helpful.
Thank you for calling.
You. Great Friday
well,
night.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You too.
Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara? Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think of your feelings on them getting rid of that, oh, God, now my mind's going black. The radio station, the...
Oh, TikTok?
X. Yeah, TikTok. What do you think about that?
Well, my daughter was telling me about it. She's worried. People really are into it. It's their life. A lot of people, that's their social life. And that's it. So I was telling her, I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
think?
I mean, are you really going to go through with this?
No, I think someone's going to buy them out. Not the Chinese, but I think an American, oh God, so dry here. American company is going to buy TikTok out, so they'll be able to keep it. I feel for the people that are making a large living, some people that they're only living that they can make. And this business about the Chinese spying on us through TikTok, oh, my Lord. Okay.
Oh, come on, right?
I'm not really buying all of it. And I don't see where it's a problem where they'd want to know about what we're doing in our private lives. So very strange. But anyway, it's political, and I don't want to go there.
They were saying that this was going to happen a while ago, that Donald Trump, I think, was the one who wanted it to end. So I don't know, but Johnny's
well,
the one who started TikTok before anybody. What do you think, Johnny?
Well,
I don't think they're going to do it. I think that
I
it's
think
too much of a it would be a too, you know, the truth is that I don't know what exactly the Chinese was going to steal something. I don't know what they would have stolen. I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Same thing. And there's one other thing that's bothering me more than TikTok, because I'm not on it, but it will be bought out by some Americans. That's what, you know, that's what will happen. But what's bothering me more than that is they're closing all the dollar stores. There are 1,000 of them. And also all the checkout stands where you just go in and check your food out, you know, on your own.
Yeah. Oh,
you
really?
Know, instead of going, everywhere. So they're talking about closing down Target. Walmart has already closed in Carson City where you can't check any food out on your own. You have to check it out through a checker. And what happened last week was they only had 4 checkers. They had a line around the block. And people's carts were full, and they just left them there. They were pissed, you know?
Is it because theft out there?
Yes, because people don't ring up things, and they just leave. But they could solve the problem very easily and, like, doing what Costco does. You know, you're checking the receipt. Hire somebody to check the receipts of each person before they leave. You know, so to shut down all these stores, especially the dollar stores, which is very well needed. That is one of my favorite places. Uh-huh.
I know. But Amazon Fresh, if you just take something, you put it right in your bag in your cart, because the cameras, there's thousands of cameras above, so there's absolutely no theft there. Maybe they're going to
Right, but in the sense of the Amazon thing, That's Amazon, but the dollar stores can't afford that.
Exactly.
But Walmart and Target certainly can. So I don't know. It's really a bummer. That's bothering me more than TikTok, because I don't see a problem with TikTok. They can talk all they want, but I don't see a problem.
Me too.
Okay,
I agree.
Yeah, Johnny.
Ready for the next caller?
Yeah, Johnny. Okay.
Olga,
yeah.
You are live on the air with Psychic Guest.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Olga. Have you been listening to our conversation?
Oh, just a little bit, yeah, about TikTok. It's very interesting. Thank you.
And where are you calling? Where are you calling from, Olga?
I'm calling from Boston.
Boston. But where are you from originally?
Russia.
That's what I thought. I'm part Russian.
Really?
In my genes. Yeah, in my genes. I have Hungarian and Russian in me. Very interesting. What part of Russia, out of curiosity?
Southwest, closer to Belarusian border.
And is that near Ukraine?
Well, I thought it was kind of far away, but they were saying that they intercepted, because it's a nuclear power plant town, and they said they intercepted once a rocket flying there. So I guess, I don't know. it's not that close. But.
Okay. Anyway, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I wasn't even ready. I was like, oh my gosh, what is the reading? You know, I just feel like life is difficult, and I'm sure for everybody, but for some reason, it's been tough on my psyche, and it's been difficult in a way that I feel like, you know, how many spiritual people feel like, I don't belong, I don't want it, thank you, I don't want it anymore. But at the same time, with the life that I have, I just feel like there's
What do you mean by the spiritual people think? I'm confused.
Well, maybe because I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm not thinking about everybody, but maybe my own understanding of life, looking at it as spiritual and looking at it as physical, on some level, thinking spiritually, it's kind of, for me, undermining, like, everything that is.
I think you need to quit thinking so much and just let that go. Anything that's not pertaining to you, you should let it go. I feel that it's important that maybe you do something that would help a lot of people and get your mind off of things, and that would work. You're going to make money. Things are going to change. There's going to be, you know, good times ahead. So I really wouldn't worry about it. I mean, just take it one day at a time, and you'll be okay.
Thank you. The money is the biggest worry, and the time-consuming job that is not bringing money, and the business that I'm not taking care of, helping other people, because all the consumption goes into day work.
Some do, some don't. Money is going to come, and you just need to believe in that, and it's going to be okay, and it's all going to be good.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Barbara, you talk for a while because my voice is kind of, because it's so dry in here and I don't have
maybe
a lot of humidity right now.
Get a little, wet your whistle, okay, because
I'm trying, yeah.
Take one little sip of water, it'll help. Sometimes I talk and then I cough because it's just so dry, I understand. Oh, it is very dry, especially when it snows where you are. It's just dry air. Okay, well,
actually,
Well, you need to rest your voice, but I was going to say that I identify with the last caller because I want so much to do good for others, and I love doing the show and everything. And then, but the thing that I'm doing, it's so time-consuming that it just sucks all my time up, and that I feel like I'm always reaching for the other thing that I would prefer to do and love to do that is giving more to people. But what I'm stuck doing is, like, it's so many hours just to make a certain amount of money, and then it's just so hard to even get myself to do it because it's just such a grind at this point. So I really identify with her. And what you said to her, it's all going to be good. And that's what you do say to me a lot. So just that. It's just
well, you know what, you guys, there should be a class taught in manifestation, how to manifest something that you need or want.
Well, I'm doing that.
There's many.
In your course of it.
Yeah.
I'm plunged right into it.
Yes, that really works to manifest what you want. Like, I've been thinking of Thailand for months now. I mean, not that I want to live there. I don't. There's too many negatives for me. They're like, there's 3 or 4 months out of the year where they burn something where it's smoky and my lungs can't handle that. And it rains a lot. And I'm not into rain. I hate rain. And, you know, the heat it's very hot there, but it's not much hotter than Hawaii. So that part's okay. But other than that, I couldn't live there all year round. I could only live there in the good times of the month, you know. But maybe that's 30 days. But, you know, it's a perfect place because I love beaches and I love the sun and I love the ocean. So that part's good. What I don't love is they don't have much waves. And I know in Hawaii right now, they've been having 20, 30, 40-foot waves. It's been this way all winter. I mean, and I'm not there to take the photographic pictures I want to take, and that upsets me. So I know where you're at. But if you start manifesting, both of you, start manifesting what you do want and be clear on what you do want, things will change.
Okay.
Yes,
it does make sense. I just need to try harder on my course. I know. I'm always the last one to write in that, oh, I've done my work, I've done my mirror work, and I've done my meditation. And it's really supposed to be done first thing in the morning. And, you know, I dilly-dally so much, and I finally get to it even in the afternoon. So she said, really work on trying to do that in the morning. And I'm not, because, you know, I don't have to go to a normal job, so I'm my own boss. Sometimes I'm just not the best boss in the world.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
You. I need to call you more often when I need a little inspiration.
All right, you ready for the next caller?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Tina, who was trying to call in earlier, you are live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Oh, hi, Tina. Were you were you the one we couldn't hear your voice?
Yes, I heard a lot of static. It looked like a drill on the phone. Thank you.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Hi. Oh, I heard you've been hit bad over there with the snow.
Oh, yes.
We just, Tahoe and all our area we got it first, and now up at Tahoe, they've been it's almost over, but they've been having 70 to 100 mile an hour winds. They've been having hail. We've been having I went up there just the other day to get my mail, get something, and it was like 7 feet of snow. So I know now you're getting it. So it's just passed its way down to Colorado. And I've been watching the news, and I'm freaking out. How are you feeling about that? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm okay. The lights trigger, but I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Okay. I detect an accent. Where are you from?
I'm Italian, and I'm born in Arizona.
Oh, okay. All right. And how can I help you, dear? What do you need to know?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Cherish. You've always been 100% accurate, always, and you are. I encourage people to call you. I applied for, I had a situation with a job that I left Tuesday, and I applied for unemployment, but in 2 weeks I started a new job, so if I get it, it will be just for 4 weeks. Do you see me getting that?
Did you quit your job or were you laid off?
I was suspended, and then I had to leave because it made my life impossible, and the state is going to check on that.
Okay, well, you have a fight on your hands. If you're anybody that is like not laid off, or anybody that just was fired, will collect unemployment right away. But if you have an issue with the company, it's going to take a while. So more than likely, the chances of you getting it, unless you have an attorney, will not be real good. But I wouldn't worry about it. You said you had a new job.
Yes, it's coming up in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
So why worry? In 2 weeks, and you'll be where are you going to be working? What type of work?
I'm going to be doing retail.
Like what? Such as?
Like
where?
Like Ross store.
Oh, Ross. Okay. No, you'll be fine there. You'll love it. I see you learning cashiering or doing cashiering as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to
yeah.
be good. And you'll be, you know, putting clothes together and selling, and you'll be fine. I wouldn't worry because it's 2 weeks from now. You'll get it. It's all going to be good. And I don't know if it's worth you worried about your unemployment because it's not that much to begin with. Okay.
You said it's not clear right now. You said maybe, maybe not.
What, for the unemployment?
Yeah.
Well, you have, I don't see you getting it right away, okay? That's the best way I can tell you. You know, so you'd have to fight very hard to get it. So I don't know if it's worth it because in 2 weeks you'll be working. Take the time off and enjoy.
Thanks, man. Beautiful advice. I will. I'm burned out.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
We have one more caller, just so you know.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sharon, you are live on the air with Psychic Nails here.
Hi,
Sharon.
How are you? Hello. This must be the night for money. I've been listening.
Yeah.
I mean, you attract each night every a certain theme. It's just unbelievable.
It is. I'm sorry. No. What did you just say? What did you say?
They attract a theme. Like the theme tonight, it seems to be like money. Dollar money, making money.
Yeah, last week it was love.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
like,
last
yeah,
week
last
it was.
Okay, I got it.
I don't know how that happens, but it happens, you know?
I know.
So
it's
It's just manifestation, I guess. Something we all need at this point in time, including myself, you know. But, you know, we're all having that issue. But anyway, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Okay, and very pretty state. How can I help you, dear?
Yeah, and I'm going to say something about Hawaii when I'm done, too.
Go ahead.
Financially, okay, I have a good job, I make decent money, but a lot of money's been going out over the past 6 months. I redid my whole condo. I'm now getting all furniture, and now I just got slapped. Our condo association all gave us a bill because they need a new roof, and we have to pay for it. It's a little over $1,000. I'm just being honest. Can you look over, which, you know, I'd rather spend it, you know, I don't want to take it on my savings, but it has to be paid. That's the first time since I've lived there. I live in a nice condo where it's not like mm-hmm. high New York.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's very cheap. Richard and I, we lived at Pat's at Punalu, and these condos, they're remodeling and doing new pipes and doing new everything, and they've been charging $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. So $1,000 is nothing.
I love
that's
where
just
I
something
live.
You should.
I love it.
Huh?
I love where I
that's
live.
That's what
I
mean.
You
can make payment. You
no.
Hello. You got to listen.
Sorry.
You can make payments on that, and I wouldn't worry about it, and just pay it, because that's the disadvantage when you live in a condo, that those things happen. So what can I tell you? And it will continue to happen over the years, so not to worry.
My finances okay in the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, if you quit spending, they will be.
I did get a raise, as you told me. They're stable, but do you see them? No, you know, I'm going to be okay, though, right?
Definitely, but just curtail your spending for a while, and you'll be fine.
All right, I have to tell you something about Hawaii. I had a friend,
yeah,
a man I met at work. He lived in Hawaii. He sold real estate. When he lived in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
he made 6 digits. He moved to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He's making nothing. That's what he said. He goes, you don't understand it. He said, Hawaii, they buy. They don't buy. I don't know. But Hawaii is a good place, I guess he said, for the market, for buying homes and stuff. That must be, well, it's beautiful. But he makes no money here. He's thinking about moving back. Isn't that funny?
No, it's reality. It's Hawaii homes are anywhere from 600,000 to over a million. And they are buying a lot. But what's happening is from mainland, a lot of very wealthy people have sold their homes here in California, and they're just taking the cash and they're going into Hawaii, and they are buying like crazy. And it's putting the locals where they can't buy at all. It's making them, thousands of them are going to Las Vegas because they can't afford to live in their own, you know, place anymore. And it's sad. So that's what's happening. But as far as a real estate market, it's a great real estate market. Always was and always will be.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. That's all. But thank you for answering.
Okay,
well,
you have a good day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I love Sharon.
She's been with us.
You know her?
The beginning as a follower, a listener, and I want to say shout out to all of those who are our regular Life, Laughter, Happiness listeners, and especially our Life, Laughter, Happiness listeners on Psychic Night with Psychic Dale Scheer, and everybody who has been helping her can attest that she is awesome. And guess what?
Thank you.
You can read
what?
Our wonderful friend Del, right? Del, all throughout the week, to book your private reading. A long one.
Yeah, you
tell
can.
Us what it's like. Okay, Del, say I called you up because I'm, well, maybe I am living in the Tahoe near you and I wanted, you know, take my snowshoes and trot over to your place. Would I be able to see you in person before you
nope.
go on your big
well,
month?
No. I'm not doing that. It's going to be several months. I just showed that it was just available to me, and I have to now talk to the entertainment director and find out more information, you know. So it'll be a bit. Yeah, well, it
you
is.
Know what? You
what?
Would never feel so good about it and be so excited about it and tell us all the news if you didn't have a good feeling about it. And I think that when psychic Dale here has a good feeling about something, it really matters. What do you think,
well,
Richard?
Well, I have a...
Richard, are you here?
Yeah.
Is it Richard on the show tonight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dale.
I'm here. Yes, he's here.
Hi, Richard. Well,
no.
Maybe you weren't paying attention. I just asked you... Okay. I asked you a question. We have psychic Del Shear here, and I want to know, what's it like to have a reading by her? Best friends in the whole wide world, Richard Conrad. Give us a few words.
Realistic, she gives it.
Yeah.
I've watched her do it, and she's very good. Usually, always on. She doesn't have a very good memory for what she's told somebody, but I guess that's not the worst thing in the world. But other than that, also, this job coming up, for what it's worth, Dale, it'll be a winner. It's a winner for you.
Yeah.
A winner. Yes.
Wait, what do you say?
Yes. Winner.
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 Champion.
W-I-N-N-E-R. Winner.
What does that mean, a winner?
The job would be great.
Oh, he's on to the job now. He wants you to really think about doing that. Wonderful. She needs to just do her research to make sure it's the right fit for her, but when psychic
Dale
knows and has a good feeling about something, it matters, right, Richard? And then I went to you, and thank you for those wonderful words. But
well,
yeah.
Let me explain something. Hello? Let me explain something. When I do a reading, I do not remember what I said to the person at all. It's like I'm being channeled from wherever, you know, from a higher state. And then after it's over, I go back to my normal self, and I just do not remember. And that's been that way my whole life when I do a reading.
Okay, I have a question, though. We, as your friends, Richard, Barbara, Johnny, when we're just talking to you on the phone, but you're so generous with your gifts, you're like, you know, if I'm like, well, what do you think? I mean, and, you know, we talk and our lives are interesting. And then you're like, oh, I don't think you could do it. Or, oh, that's going to be great. You're going to do fantastic. You're going to hit it out of the damn park, which did happen. Okay, things like that. Well, how is it different than, do you remember our conversation? I mean, how much psychic is mixed in with the personal? That's like my question, right?
What?
Right?
That is a really good question because I don't have an answer. I don't know. A lot of times I have one really good girlfriend, and she won't even let me speak because when I speak, she thinks everything I say is a prediction or something in her future. Well, it usually turns out to be that way, but I'm not trying. You know, in other words,
right.
I don't
but you
know.
Remember, though.
Yeah, that
you
I'll remember, but I don't. but when I'm in a actual reading, like Richard has photographed me and seen me do readings at a radio show in Hawaii, and he's actually seen my eyes shift and me go into a different state. Now, that different state is a channeled state, so that's why I think it's a protection mechanism. Can you imagine, Barbara, if I walked around with all this knowledge in my head of every single reading of every single person, I wouldn't know who I was, which is half the time.
It's just
that's the way I am anyway.
Why think about all of their thoughts all the time? Like that, why that's not your life. You have to push that out and not
have you can't do that, Barbara. Can't do that, Barbara.
Maybe your brain can handle all that. But you can't remember it, all of that. Because that's like, okay, that's what I really wanted to know, Dale. So I sit down with you or I'm on the phone and I say, okay, Dale, hi, I'm Barbara, and I really want to know this. And the 30 minutes of you and I talking, like, what is it? Do they ask you lots of questions? Is it a conversation?
Okay, the way I work it, all right, let me explain the way I work. And I just went through this with my teacher's wife, Stephanie Hercos, and I said to her, you know, I've never given you a real reading. And she said, that's all right. I've watched you for 20 years do readings. And I said, no, but Steph, I never gave you a reading. So let me explain how I do it. And what I do is say, if a person comes to me either on the phone or at my house, I'll go, you know, hold on to something of theirs that they use all the time. And I'll go into the, what I'm going to do is go into the past, present, and future. I never know where I am in time. If I'm in the past, let me know. If I'm in the present, let me know. And if I'm in the future, we don't know. You can call me back and tell me, you know, 20 years from now or 10 years from now or 5 years from now. And I'm just going to rattle and tell you what I feel, think, and see first. And then if you have questions, go ahead and ask. Because I used to do it the other way, where I wouldn't allow them to ask questions at all. And I wouldn't be hitting what they wanted to know. So I gave it to the point where I allow them to ask specific questions. And when they do, then I kind of drift off into a different world, wherever that goes, and I can see the future from there, because that is my forte. I see the future. Now, I don't know how many years that is in the future, but I've been known to do it 20, 30 years in the future, not trying, but, you know, that's something I do. So I'll tell you what I see.
I like that the future, like most people want to know, you know, like next month or something's like big, but they're like daily, or sometimes they want to know 5 years, 10 years, but not too many. I mean, that's impressive, okay? But people who are generally calling you personally
right.
for 30 minutes or 20, I don't know what you're
well,
doing.
Well, then I just had one the other day. I had a reading. And what I did was I did a card reading and I did a psychic reading. Now, when you do the card reading, it's only good for like 6 months or a few days. So a lot of times I'll do the card reading if they want to know something right at the moment, and that will tell them what they need to know. Or I will, in the future, I will... you know, do psychometry. Well, I'll see way into the future for them.
Oh, I think that's interesting. That's what you give me. And I've watched you do so many readings, or not watched, but over the phone, on
heard.
Air.
Yeah.
The air heard. Okay. And you've given them to me, and we've had private conversations, and you have given me readings. So, but... thank you so much for explaining it, like detailing it for the listeners and the people who now know what they're in for You know, it's just very interesting. I love all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm opening myself up to being so positive with my course, you guys. It's called Magnetize Your Dreams. My girlfriend bought it for me. It's a year-long course. You go through it. And we are supposed to meditate but with nothing. But also we can do more, which is yours, like anything. And we're supposed to share it. And I'm going to share yours, Psychic Del Shear, your tapes that anybody can go for free and listen to on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. Go there. It's a playlist of Psychic Del Shear's wonderful meditation tape. And
the only way I can get into that is by going into YouTube, going to Life, Laughter, Happiness, and then seeing the picture of you and Johnny. And then I tap on that, and then I scroll down, and I see all my meditation tapes. Every morning before I get up, I listen to the chakra alignment and releasing hurt. That's the two things I listen to, because I'm not trying to listen to releasing hurt, but it goes there because that's the next tape. And then when I wake up, it's over, and I'm hearing your voice and Johnny's voice, and I know that it's over. So that's that.
Okay.
But I do listen to it. And
we should talk a little bit each show on Friday. We should talk a little bit about your tapes. Because just a smidgen of what you would find, because what an interesting title, you know, forgiving, or what was it, releasing hurt, probably has a lot to do with
releasing hurt. Yeah, I've been listening to that tape a lot.
That.
And
does it really help
don't
if
forget,
you're angry?
I don't
angry
know.
Person, well, if you're an angry person,
I can't.
To your tape, does it help them?
I don't know, because each person's different, so I don't know. All I know is on the releasing hurt, this is what I learned at Shirley McLean's workshop. So it teaches you how to tap into your own self to realize what your hurt is and how to release it.
And it's really important to meditate. It's when your brain, the only time your brain can just really turn off. Sleep is not the same as meditation. They say meditation is much more healing, effective.
Well, it's helped me tremendously. It's dropped my blood pressure about 20 points, so that's good. But
I'm
going
to
you know,
one tonight. What do you suggest for us this Friday night, Dale?
It depends on what you need.
We'll share the link.
I don't even have... Pardon me?
Johnny and I will share the link to social media. All across social media of tonight, we will feature this certain. But just take one out of the hat. It doesn't matter. It'll touch somebody, and
well,
that's all we care about.
Chakra alignment, because it aligns your body perfectly.
Okay.
You know, so I like that one.
You do.
And
talk about
by the
that.
Way.
Your brain something to actually think about, which is hard to just think about nothing. So I want to try that one tonight. I'm going to try it right now. Can you give me a minute to listen to your meditation tape before you call me?
Kind of not a good idea. You should do it after, because I need to talk to you first, and then I need to go eat. But, I mean, you know, then if you want to listen to it, fine. It only takes about 14 minutes. It's not just a minute tape. It's about 14 minutes. But I just want to mention that all the photographs that you see up there are the ones I took in Hawaii of the ocean. So I'm very proud of those tapes. I mean, the pictures.
Oh, I can't wait to look at those again. I've seen them. They are magnificent. So everybody, thank you. Thank you for listening, and go check out all of Psychic Del Shear's meditation tapes and choose your own. But we're going to choose that one, and we're going to send it out. Right, Johnny?
Right.
Love your happiness. And
Okay. You want to do the, Barbara, you want to do the shout out?
Yeah,
you want to do the shout out?
I was doing a long shout out. I think that whole thing was a great shout out. Thank you so much, Richard,
okay.
for that wonderful shout out about our fabulous friend and psychic Dale Shear. So thank you. That was a great show. And it was so funny what Sharon said, that, you know, like a subject starts and it just becomes like last Friday, it was really about everybody wanted to know about relationships. Today it was all about money, finances, and, you know. It's
well, maybe I had a lot of money on my mind. So, I mean, you know, of how to make my bills. So that might have been me.
A lot of money on my mind. I like that. That's a good quote. A lot of my money on my mind. Always think positive, everybody, like you already have it. Meditate and manifest and magnetize your dreams. Okay. Well, if you would like to book your private reading with Dale, you can call her all week long. She's available. Her phone number, everybody, get your pencil, is 808-372-1816. And you can also find more information out and buy their books, too. Can we see your meditation tapes also on DaleShear.com? Or only
and
like
it's that.
Aloha.
Aloha.
And aloha to y'all.
Wow.
Right.
Aloha. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Barbara, I'll call. Bye, Johnny. I hope you feel better. And Barbara, I'll call you in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.